There once was a rich man, expensively dressed in the latest purple and cotton fashions, wasting his days. In the Greek, it is expressed as living splendidly and making merry. A poor man named Lazarus, covered with open ulcers, had been dumped on his doorstep. All he lived for was to get a meal from scraps off the rich man's table, his best friends or his dogs who came and licked his sores. Now just pause for a minute and really see the picture that Jesus is presenting before us here. Picture yourself without any medical insurance, alone and covered in boils, living on the streets in Calgary. Obviously, you are unable to work, you have no money, and your life is nothing but utter chronic pain and misery. In order to survive, you find the home of Calgary businessman, billionaire J.R. Shaw of Shaw Communications. And he agrees to let you check his dumpster every day to find any edible bits of discarded garbage. And while you dine on rotting scraps, stray dogs lick your open sores, and ravens dance nearby, waiting either for what crumbs might fall from you or for your life to pass away. Then this poor man died in the parable and was taken up by the angels to the lap of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell and in torment, the rich man looked up and saw Abraham in the distance, and Lazarus was sitting in his lap. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy. Send Lazarus to dip his finger in water to cool my tongue. I am in agony in this fire." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that in your lifetime you got the good things and Lazarus the bad things. But it's not like that here. Here he's consoled and you're tormented. Besides, in all these matters, there's a huge chasm between us, so that none can go from us to you, even if he wanted to, nor can anyone cross over from you to me." The rich man said, "Then, if I can't come to you, and if you can't help me, let me ask you, Father, send Lazarus to the house of my father, where I have five brothers, so that he can tell them the score and warn them, so they won't end up here in this place of torment." And Abraham said, "But they have Moses and the prophets to tell them the score. Let them listen to them." "I know, Father Abraham," he said, "but they're not listening. If someone came back to them from the dead, they would change their ways." And Abraham replied, "Sorry, if they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they're not going to be convinced by someone who rises from the dead." It's Luke 16, 19 to 30. This is a powerful and intentionally frightening parable. So let's pull the various pieces apart and see both what this parable does mean and, just as importantly, what it does not mean. First of all, this is a fictitious story. Nothing about it is an account of real events. This did not actually happen. The point of the story, like all parables, is found in the lessons they portray. Just as no one asks, "What was the name of the prodigal son's older brother?" It's a completely irrelevant question, because the parable isn't trying to tell you something about a real family somewhere in a real place that had a real event. Secondly, like all parables, this one can only be understood by placing it in the context of preparing people for the kingdom.